Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. I'm Joy Dooling, and you are listening to the Joy of Membership podcast. This podcast is for membership leaders. So we talk about strategies for attracting, engaging, and retaining members. But that's not entirely the focus of the show, because let's be honest here, there is no shortage of advice out there on best practices in membership. What we need to talk about is how to actually make those things possible in the real world, how to be absolutely sure that growth practices are going to stick, how to make those things easier, more consistent, and even automatic in some cases. Sound good? Then stick around because we're about to jump into it. Hey there, Joy Dooling here, host of the Joy of Membership podcast. Welcome to this week's episode. I thought I'd start out this week by sharing a recent conversation that I had with a membership leader. Here's how it went. "I think it's time to raise the price of our membership dues," she said. The organization's dues had been on hiatus for 2 years during the pandemic, and the board was now having discussions about the best way to move forward. Naturally, there was a concern about the new membership pricing and whether members would think that the new price was worth it. My question to her was this: how much of an increase are you talking about? $10, she replied. $10? As in $10 per year? I said. Yes. $10 per year, she confirmed. To be clear, this is not the first time that I've heard a membership leader tell me that their board is agonizing over a dues increase that seems to an outsider like a teeny tiny amount, but it feels to the leadership team like they're taking a huge risk to increase the price. Now, for this organization, a $10 per year increase is actually a 40% increase over what they've charged in the past. But the financial reality is that a small organization simply can't charge that little in a world where the price is going up for everything. Now, perhaps your organization doesn't set its membership price that low, but could you raise your dues by 40% without having members blink an eye? I'll bet increasing your price by 40% would make you a little bit nervous too. So what is the right price for a membership? I have some thoughts, so that's our topic for today. How do we make sure the membership that your organization is offering is actually worth it? Worth it. Those are words that get used a lot when organizations are trying to set their membership pricing. I've actually been behind the scenes for enough membership programs that I know there's not a one-size-fits-all answer. For example, I recently looked up the 2022 dues rates for several membership organizations that serve the same niche. Women business owners located primarily here in the United States. 5 organizations, all presumably targeting the same type of member, but their pricing looks very different. The first charges $50.97 per year. The second, $115 per year. The third, $999 per year. The fourth, $2,499 per year. And the fifth charges a whopping $21,600 per year. How can it be that one organization that serves women business owners can only charge about $51 per year, while another charges more than $21,000? This exercise is not an anomaly. You can repeat the search in nearly any niche, you will find some memberships priced at rock bottom and others that are sky high. Is one offering a suite of benefits that is that much better? In my experience, probably not. However, what they do have that's better is the way that they describe their value. The difference between struggling to get a member to pay $51 per year versus having members pay you $21,000 per year lies in the ability to articulate a compelling value statement. There's a difference between offering 6 training webinars this year versus offering a training series that helps you boost your sales by 20%. There's a difference between offering monthly member meetings versus offering peer mentoring circles each month. Between offering a members-only resource library versus offering problem-specific toolkits. Offering a certificate of attendance versus offering a digital badge perfect for showcasing the member's new expertise on their LinkedIn profile. Notice the difference? It's likely the same exact membership benefit, but framed in a way that feels like it's going to make a bigger change happen for the member. When I'm helping an organization sort through their value proposition, I use a tool called the value curve. The value curve helps you frame up what you do in a way that resonates with your members, in a way that helps them see that they're going to be in a different place this time next year. And the thing that is going to make a difference for them is the investment that they're making in your membership organization. It is truly one of the most valuable tools that I have in my toolkit for clients. In addition to simply changing the framing, there are a few other things that you can do to help members perceive your membership pricing as worth it. The first thing is exclusivity. If there are things about your membership that you offer that no other organization does, you want to be sure to emphasize that. However, again, this is not just about having something that no one else does. It's about what that exclusive benefit means for your members. Will it help them advance in their career, make more money, feel healthier, improve their marriage, save time, look smarter, be more competitive, reduce their stress, impress their colleagues? You want to specifically say what your benefits can help the member achieve. What's going to look different about their life or their career in a year? Now, the second thing that you can do to help members perceive your membership pricing as worth it involves personalization. People are more likely to value something that's been tailored specifically for them. So to the extent that you can customize your membership offerings to each individual, they'll be more likely to see that as valuable. That's why something like a peer mentoring circle is going to have more impact than just having monthly meetings. Or problem-specific toolkits are going to be perceived as more valuable than just having a big random resource library. If you can personalize what you're doing to my specific problems, my specific goals, I'm going to feel like that is more valuable. The third thing that you can do to help members perceive your membership pricing as worth it is including a high level of service. When members feel like you are taking exceptional care of them and that their needs are being met in a superior way, they'll also see that as more valuable than a membership where they are only a face in the crowd. Now, I view exceptional member experiences as being driven largely by 4 factors: being consistent, paying attention, showing responsiveness, and engaging at every opportunity. you could be sure more of these four things are happening by intentionally planning for these and using the right systems. Every week, I'm having conversations with membership organizations about what they do and how they do it so that they can attract, engage, and retain more members. It's all about boosting their attractiveness end to end across the member experience. If that sounds like a conversation that you'd be interested in, let's hop on a Zoom together. We can take a look at what you already have in place and where there are missing pieces. Then, if it makes sense for us to work together, we can create a plan to make that happen. You can get on my calendar by going to joyofmembership.com/consult. And of course, if you're listening to this today and you're thinking, Joy, this all sounds good, but how do I get my board engaged around these sorts of things? We can talk about that too, because we all know that nothing's really going to change for a membership organization unless we get the leadership aligned and moving forward together on shared priorities. These sorts of conversations are among my favorite things to do. With that, I will close out this week's episode. Next week, I'll be back with another great topic to get you thinking about how you're pursuing growth for your membership organization. In the meantime, take care. Hey there, you made it all the way to the end. Bravo to you. I'm back in just one last time to remind you that there's a free one-page PDF available over at the website that shows you more than 20 ways that technology could be supporting your efforts to attract, engage, and retain more members. It's actually broken down into the stages of the member journey, so you'll know exactly where each piece fits. And everything that's on that one pager can actually be automatically done for you with software that costs less than $1,000 per year. So if you haven't already grabbed it, you can get your copy at joyofmembership.com/tech. joyofmembership.com/tech. TECH. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.